Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About some teenagers who escaped from the Howard Springs COVID-19 quarantine camp. And just generally, we opened the show with a video from the very same camp with some guards who were chastising a woman for leaving her porch without a mask. And the only reason you're allowed to leave your porch is if you have to do the laundry.
They're guards.
You're not allowed to just go for a little walk. Not allowed to, take a little stroll, get a little exercise. Apparently, if you want to exercise, you're just going to have to walk around your porch. Like, jail, where you can walk around yourself.
What they should do is they should just get one of these human-sized hamster wheels.
There's an idea. So, you can, of course, bring up anything you want here. Let's continue, though, with your phone calls and thoughts. David is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Yeah, a judge somehow sentenced to prison for some reason. I can't quite
what?
Imagine.
Did they rape somebody? I mean, what did they do?
Well, kind of raped, financially raped, yeah. And let me interject. I reported this article to you 3 years ago. And there has been, I watch the news every day. I don't search everything every day, but I watch, and I have seen zero coverage by any media on this judge that stole like $284,000 from a dead person's estate by doing some monkey business. And I've seen no articles whatsoever on this until she's now sentenced to prison. And let me interject one other thing. The only reason that I spend all day long every day finding stuff like this so that we can expose the crooks that are in your government is because David Olson was wronged by these judges, M. Monica Zamora and John J. Romero Jr. I won a unanimous decision at the New Mexico Court of Appeals. Wexler, Bustamante, and Kennedy sided with me, saying that M. Monica Zamora and John J. Romero Jr. illegally trafficked my children, and yet I still never saw them, and that was 14 years now. So back to the judge going to prison. This is, you want to search this? This is a
I got it right here. Judge Pamela Smith from probate court.
Yeah, and what she did is really fun. It's really fun. So she's a probate court judge, right? So when there's an estate comes into her courtroom, she also, conflict of interest, happens to be the medical examiner, not the actual doctor, but she administers whatever. And so when people die, she goes out and checks on the body and sees what kind of estate they got, and then sends it to her courtroom, and she decides what to do with the money. Well, she discovered this dead guy, and she actually went to his house because she's a medical examiner representative person, field representative, deputy, whatever. She goes to his house. She discovers he's got $284,000, and she also discovered there's a will saying that that money goes to this guy's nephew. And she as her probate judge position, she appoints her husband to administer the monies in this estate. And so he kindly deposits them into the bank accounts of this judge and her husband himself, the guy that she appointed to see to that the money gets to the appropriate places, and they spend it on various different things, and none of it got to the nephew that the uncle wanted to get
right.
His estate.
Wow. I remember this, David. Now, maybe it was you calling and telling us about it, but I feel like this was in show prep or something before. But you're right. We've heard nothing about it since then.
Yeah. 0000000. And
well,
then
she's
finally,
now been sentenced to 4.5 years in prison, apparently, and her husband to 2.5 years in this case.
Yeah, so that means that you'll spend, if you're a judge and a medical examiner doing these kind of shenanigans, you get to sit in jail for a little over 24 months.
But what it doesn't say is whether the nephew got any of this money back.
Well, it does. It says that, well, if there's an order, he hasn't gotten it back yet, there's a court order, he'll have to hire a lawyer probably to enforce the court. Yeah. Yep. So anyway, this judge and her husband that are going to prison, they're ordered to pay that money back. No interest, of course. It was a free loan from the nephew. No interest ordered that I can see, and no punitive damages that I can see. He just gets the money that he was already entitled to only 3 years
later.
After he should have got.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
when it's worth way less.
Welcome to Mexico.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
You
amazing.
Know, Mexico is the land of entrapment, and, well, this is a different form of that, but
it's a crazy story.
It certainly is an illustration of how when one of these bureaucrats gets some power, that they are tempted to use that power for nefarious purposes, and it is very difficult to prevent people from doing that. It is the system itself that corrupts the human beings who get put in these positions. And so people need to start recognizing that the system is the problem.
This is true. Again, the number here is 603-283-6160. And the system wants to control you in as many ways as possible. As we were learning about the Howard Springs quarantine camp.
What's a freedom-oriented Freudian slip? I don't know.
There were three
Freedman slip?
Three teenagers who escaped from the camp, according to the story at abc.net.au. They sent the police after them at 4:30 in the morning. They were able to find them, and they claim they didn't contact anyone in the public. I presume they've now locked them elsewhere into a normal prison, given that this is probably some additional criminal charge, because they're not charging people criminally when they put them in the camp. They're just
ostensibly, though, that these whoever hunted them down, whatever law enforcement agency
did contact,
had to contact them. And
are they in the
perhaps,
camp now?
Yeah, did they go in quarantine?
That's a good question. Since the confirmation of cases in the communities nearby, positive cases and hundreds of household and other close contacts have been flown to the facility in Darwin to undertake quarantine. Now, remember, it doesn't matter if you've actually got the virus. As long as you've had contact, allegedly, with one of the people who has had COVID-19, they will take you to this facility for at least a 14-day stay.
Unless, of course, you're part of the police.
Correct.
Because then we'd be out of police in a real big hurry.
Mr. Gunner said the isolation in quarantine was, quote, pretty hard for some people used to being close to family and community. He said the escape could mean an extension of time that the teenagers were required to stay in quarantine. Quote, absconding from Howard Springs isn't just dangerous, it's incredibly stupid, he said, because we will catch you and there will be consequences. Escape comes days after a 27-year-old man escaped the facility by scaling the fence and heading for a Mitchell Street party strip in a waiting vehicle. The man tested negative for the virus, but the incident is still under investigation, with police now searching for the driver of the vehicle. And the commissioner said CCTV coverage would be increased at the facility, but it was not possible for officers to be stationed at all possible exit points. They're just going to need to hire more bureaucrats. That'll solve the problem. And, of course, put up some barbed wire fencing.
Hiring more bureaucrats has never solved any problem.
Maybe they could electrify the barbed wire fencing as well, and that would really make it difficult to leave. He said fines of $5,024 applied to breaches of the chief health officer direction, also that health teams, not SWAT teams, health teams, would discuss whether some people in the facility could have more contact to combat the isolation that, quote, may have been a trigger for the young people's escape. And by the way, this is why they're letting people have phones in the facility. Right? They're essentially a digital pacifier. That's why you're seeing videos coming out of these facilities. That's not why they don't want to confiscate phones from people.
Right.
They want them to sit there all day long on their phones so they don't think about
life. If they took their phones away, they might start to, think.
Yes, exactly. And you know what's proof of this? Guess what they're introducing into actual jails? Not phones, but tablets. At least here in New Hampshire. They're doing it here. I suspect they're doing it elsewhere.
Well, I mean, if we couldn't, you know, strip you of your ability to socialize with your friends and family, then what would really be the threat of incarcerating you, given that we might just lock you in your house anyway?
So giving these inmates a tablet, or in the case of the quarantine camp, letting them keep their existing devices, gives them something to do, keeps them busy, keeps their mind off of things like escaping and what the system is doing. 603-283-6160. Coming up, more fines for the unvaccinated.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Here it is, Free Talk Live. My Saturday show, open phones, if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Don't forget, you can follow us on our Odyssey channel. It allows you to watch episodes of Free Talk Live as they happen from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time every single night, 7 nights a week. Or you can just watch them later on if you would like. Or just listen to them that way. It's another way to get our content into your eyes and ears over at video.freetalklive.com. Odyssey was originally based on the library protocol. It was the library that actually created Odyssey, and we've been posting video archives to library for years because it's an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. We're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. If you want to go all in and support the technology, support the protocol, we recommend the desktop app at lbry.com. But if you just want to watch some videos, you can go through video.freetalklive.com and follow our Odyssey channel. It's Ian Pecos Mountaineer and the captain in the studio tonight. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Gigi. She's listening to WTMA in Charleston, South Carolina. Go ahead, Gigi.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
I would like to preface first, I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Controversial topics, callers from all around the nation. I am a retired political science professor, and I listen most Saturday evenings.
Thank you.
However, this evening, upon listening, I was quite taken aback by comments I heard from the lady named Helen from Charleston, as well as one of the co-hosts, in regard to the Orthodox community don't believe in the vaccinations, the Orthodox community don't believe in abortion. I need to tell both of you, and I say this respectfully, my husband and I, we live here in Charleston. We belong to an Orthodox synagogue. Our rabbi was not only vaccinated twice, but took his booster shot and encouraged all of the congregants to follow the same for health purposes. My husband and I have been vaccinated and received our booster. My husband grew up in this synagogue, Orthodox, here in Charleston. Perhaps you need to distinguish between Lubavitcha, who are ultra-Orthodox, and mainstream modern Orthodox. I will.
What are the ones that are in Manhattan?
Well, you have mainstream modern Orthodox communities as well as
who are the ones specifically
Orthodox known as Chabad.
Gigi, did you see the videos from New York where there were like tons, like thousands of Orthodox Jews in the streets?
And a lot of that had to do with measles vaccination.
No. I'm talking about within the last 2 years. This was
yes. A lot of it had to do with not just COVID vaccinations, mm-hmm. but also measles.
No, but what I'm asking you is who, you just said there's like two different types of Orthodox. There's like the super Orthodox ones, and then there's the mainstream Orthodox ones.
Sir.
And I'm asking you, do you know who, which group of them was, thousands of them were in the streets refusing to obey lockdowns and things like that?
Mostly the Lubavitch.
That's the extreme ones?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And I would also like to
those guys are awesome. I just want to say kudos to them.
Well, absolutely. They are asserting their freedom of speech as well as assembly. So more power to them.
Okay, all right.
Whether I agree with their opinions or not, the fact that they are speaking their voice and demonstrating peacefully, they should go for it.
Good. I'm glad you feel that way. That's
so how do you feel about
that's
the fact
why
that they're...
I enjoy the format of your program on Saturday evenings. I listen attentively to callers, to you and your co-host. I learn. I don't always agree. But thank goodness your program airs. It
thank
is
you.
Important.
Thank you. I think Pecos Mountaineer has a question for you, Gigi.
Yeah, I was wondering...
Sir, it's very important to me as a woman because I believe in the right to choose.
Good. Now,
there
we've got a question for you, Gigi.
Orthodox who practice abortion. And according to Jewish law, if the fetus jeopardizes the mother's mental and or physical health, and abortion is permissible.
Thank you for clearing that up. Now, Peekless, your question for Gigi.
Yeah, I was wondering what your feelings were on the ultra-Orthodox that are currently being denied services in New York because of their choice to express their religion.
Oh, this went, like your co-host said, almost 2 years back when creepy Governor Cuomo wanted to shut down the synagogues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a big problem with that. Who the hell is the governor to say you cannot have freedom of expression? That was a denial of their First Amendment right.
Well, and now they don't have the key to the city, so they're not being allowed to even go to restaurants because of their religion. Like, because of their form of Judaism, they are not allowed to be treated like equal citizens to everyone else.
Gigi, thank you so much.
I agree with you.
Thanks for calling in tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. And appreciate the discrepancy and the difference and clarifying that with the differences between Orthodox Judaism. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't get a lot of those subtleties there.
And also to clarify on the matter of the vaccines. So the Pfizer and the Moderna one used fetal cells for testing their the mRNA injection, whereas the Pfizer one used fetal cells created that particular injection from experimenting with fetal cells. So they got all of these things that were created in fetal cells, and they pull that out, and that's what they inject into you.
We got a ghost calling us from South Carolina as well, listening in Columbus was it Columbia? Sorry. Ghost, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WQXL.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the quarantine camp thing, but just quickly about the Pfizer thing. Project Veritas had a Pfizer whistleblower on about how they were lying about stem cells in their emails.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they had some really interesting videos over the last several months.
Yeah, I think it was like aborted cells or something. But the quarantine thing, I was listening earlier when Captain was making that prediction about how they're going to be permanent. And I specifically remember one of the politicians there was asked that by a reporter, and they said, we're going to be using them for ongoing operations far into the future because we're already building them. We might as well use them.
Yep. Figures.
So, I mean, it's permanent. And I don't know if you saw this, but the CDC had actually drafted similar plans.
Yeah, that was several months ago, if not last. I feel like it might have been even like early this year. Yeah, we definitely saw that they had plans to move people into some sort of detention facilities. Obviously, that has not come to fruition yet, but just, give them time.
Yeah, they drafted it. I think they call them community isolation centers, and then they scrapped it. Well, they already funded it up.
Well, maybe they scrapped it, or maybe they just want people to think they scrapped it, and they'll bring it back whenever they feel like it. Ghost, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. Because, again, if the bureaucrats in Australia get away with what they're doing, then that will embolden other governments around the planet to follow suit. 603-283-6160. You got to refuse.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest from a community north of Detroit, Michigan. It's believed to be the first time the parents of a school shooter in America have been brought up on criminal charges themselves, but James and Jennifer Crumbly are now in custody after they were found in what the Oakland County Sheriff describes as an art facility, but he says they were clearly trying to hide out. But teamwork ended up finding them.
We were confident we'd be able to find them in short order, and because of that teamwork, we did.
The couple accused of buying the gun that their 15-year-old son, Ethan Crumbly, allegedly used to kill four classmates and wound seven other people in a shooting a few days ago. With continued concerns of Russia's building up forces along the Ukraine border, President Biden and the Russian President Vladimir Putin are now set to speak on a video call on Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News. Some large explosions witnessed over the town of Natanz in Iran, and the Iranian government says over state TV that it was a case of air defense units that were firing a missile merely to test its rapid reaction force as part of a drill. Earlier, several news agencies had reported a large blast over that town, which is home to several nuclear development sites, an Iranian military spokesman calling it an unannounced exercise and that there's no reason for concern. Parts of Hawaii are under, get this, a blizzard warning this weekend. The National Weather Service says a snowstorm could dump up to a foot of snow across higher elevations on the Big Island by Sunday morning. The summit of Mauna Loa volcano topping 14,000 feet, a flood watch is in effect for the lower elevations. You can find us online with news anytime at usaradio.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us. You bring up anything you want. Live Saturday show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. New feature on Free Talk Live. As long as Bonnie...
Oh, is it the... It's the quote?
The quote of the day from
nice.
Nobody. As long as Bonnie is cracking on this, and she's doing a good job so far, she has decided she wants to bring about a Nobody Quote of the Day feature because our friend and co-host Nobody is prohibited under some insane bail conditions thanks to the federal government raids on our studio and several homes of Free Talk Live hosts and friends. Back in March, we call it the Crypto 6 raids. You can go to thecrypto6.com to learn more about this.
In case our listeners think that freedom of speech is still alive and well in the United States, this is an example of no. It certainly is not.
Well, I mean, if he was allowed on the air, he might, you know, propagate ideas like black gun ownership, militias of various races coming together against common enemies. I mean, you know, really dangerous.
More freedom of speech.
Yeah, basically the government gang said he is just too dangerous of a man as far as his ideas are concerned to be heard.
It's ridiculous.
As far as, you know, him being behind a microphone or being interviewed on any sort of platform of, you know, television, radio, etc. But that doesn't mean that his previous statements can't be highlighted by those of us who are allowed behind microphones, and here's one of them. Quote, in our society, everything involves force and violence because everything involves the government.
Ain't that so?
Amen.
That is your quote of the day from nobody. There is currently not a place where we're cataloging these online, but I suspect at some point that may be a direction that this goes in. But he does have some blog posts over at freekeen.com. There are a myriad of back episodes of Free Talk Live that have him in it. There are ways to get your dose of nobody, even though you can't get him live until further notice, thanks to the federal government gang. So we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here, and then if we get the chance, finding unvaccinated people, prices increasing. There's so much to talk about tonight, but let's go first to David on the line in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live, David.
Well, you know, I've been arguing with you all for almost 2 years now about whether or not libertarians have got any ethics or any ability to improve society. You all take the position, as I understand it, that libertarians just want to run your own show and never take part in society.
That's false.
And,
I don't know where you got that from.
Well, you know, your whole idea of going cryptocurrency and going independent, calling
yourself has everything to do with taking part in society.
Well, what I'm leading up to is I was looking at the stats for New Hampshire in COVID. And
before you get to that, though, David, I just want to say that over all the years of having you calling in and talking about various different things, you obviously haven't really listened to anything that we've said about that. But that said, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, it's not as I haven't listened. I'll disagree with it almost 100%.
Sure, because you're an arch statist.
You disagree with me about what my position is.
You pretend that you're independent of government. And yet you want to use the U.S. dollars.
No, we don't.
And if, well, even having your ATMs for cryptocurrency means that you want to use U.S. dollars.
Fun fact, people in other countries use U.S. dollars.
You are incorrect, David. You don't understand a thing about what we're doing here. We're actually providing what we were doing because they stole our crypto vending machines, but we were providing a way for people to get rid of their dollars and turn them into valuable currency, valuable things that they can actually use, and that is cryptocurrency, which actually
those dollars are co-host, nobody would say.
Empowers the individual, which is something you are against. You are against empowering the individual.
Oh, no, that's far from it. I see now that you were trying to fleece your own flock by saying, give us your cash and we'll give you some funny money.
No, you don't understand at all. You don't understand at all. I have no interest in having dollars. I don't want to hold on to them at all. I'm only being forced to right now by the federal government. I'm not allowed to use cryptocurrency. But previously, prior to the raid, I did everything I could to get rid of dollars. That was all I spent my time doing.
If by funny money you mean something that so far year over year keeps doubling in value.
Right. So if you look at the statistics for how deadly things were with COVID last year, you are now 30%. New Hampshire is now 30% worse than it was last year.
And you know what? I still don't know anybody that's got COVID.
Oh, okay. So you're in denial about that because you're basically sitting at 4.5.
Actually, no. I have known people who've gotten it, and they've gotten right over it. It's been no problem whatsoever.
4,500.
But I just don't know anyone right now.
I see 4,576 new cases.
And a 99% chance of survival or greater.
Which is, if you know about, first let me finish my sentence. November 29th, 4,576 new cases in New Hampshire. New Hampshire has got a million three.
Cases. What's going to happen? Someone's going to get sick. My God, one's ever been sick
now,
before.
But you're still lying. You're still lying because when you say 1 in 100 are going to die,
I didn't say that.
In the worst fly,
who said 1 in 100 are going to die?
It's 99. None of us. 99-something% stay alive from this thing.
Yeah, no, recover from the illness.
Yeah,
not even talking about dying.
So
just getting over the illness. 99% of people get over the illness.
99.9.
So you're ignoring the permanent damage. So, San Bernardino.
What permanent damage? What permanent damage?
Well, some people have
your
reported.
Your lungs turned to concrete, basically, right?
No, 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 no. I have the COVID. I got over it. I'm fine.
And do you still have breathing problems?
I do not.
Did you lose your wind?
I did not.
You did end up with permanent damage, whether you notice it or not.
Oh, see, you have
You've
to believe.
You've just got to have faith in the permanent damage of the virus,
you know,
even if you don't experience
you,
it
I gave
directly.
You,
you know,
I
like know the blood of Christ.
You know what the permanent damage has been to the economy, to freedom, to liberty, to
this
the ability.
Guy's ability to reason.
This guy never listens. I mean, I'm surprised he's even actually repeating back anything that that we've been saying here tonight. But that's the damage that's been done to freedom, to the ability to make choices, to run a business how you want to run your life how you want to have the job that that you previously had. Those are the damages. And there's people who've completely lost their businesses, but you don't care about any of those people, do you, David?
Well, you're liars, and you're fleecing your own flock.
No.
Second time you've accused lying, and no example.
What's the lie?
Well, your whole Bitcoin fleece machine saying, oh, get rid of your dollars, and we'll give you funny money.
Okay.
But my point...
And I love how you say funny money when it's something that doubles in value year over year consistently.
Also, conservative, it's probably done more than that over the last 10 years.
Also, funny money would be exactly what the United States dollar is.
Yeah.
So, David, you're the one who's spending and enjoying something that loses value for every year that you've been alive on the planet, so much so that it's lost over 90% of its value.
Yeah. And you know what? It's not funny when it comes to killing innocent people all around the world, and that's what your dollars are doing, David. They're funding the murder of innocent people all around the planet.
Blood
and
money.
That's what you support.
So again, 4,576 dead in New Hampshire or new cases.
Completely changes the topic.
New Hampshire.
You were talking about
and
money,
it's
David.
30% worse than it was.
I've heard enough.
Yeah.
You were talking about money. You don't want to have that conversation. You have your beliefs about Bitcoin, and you won't have them changed. You will go to your grave believing what you want to about
and this
the dollar.
Is, this is the power of the indoctrination. This is the Stockholm syndrome. This is the mental gymnastics that people go through to ignore what is right in front of them. Mm. The facts and evidence that is right in front of their faces if they'd only bothered to look with an open mind.
Yeah, the idea that, oh, you're fleecing them out of... Wait, I'm fleecing them out of what I'm actively against, and, you know, fleecing them into what I actually value.
Fleecing them into more prosperity, how dare you?
Yeah, and never mind the fact that objectively, your ability to purchase with what I'm trying to fleece you out into is increasing substantially with great regularity.
We're fleecing you into making a voluntary choice for yourself based on your own decision. More coming up. It's Free Talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you dial in here. 603-283-6160 is the number. 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight is Ian.
Douglas Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. You can, of course, bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. You can join us online on our social media platform. Go to social.freetalklive.com. And when you do that, you'll automatically follow several Free Talk Live hosts and the show's account. And then, you know, if you want, you can unfollow us. But it just gives you something to follow initially. It's basically a ripoff of Twitter, but without all the evil corporate stuff.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it works really well. It works great, and it's free. And since we run the server, you don't have to worry about, like, you know, crackdowns on free speech like you get on Twitter and Facebook. Just don't spam, okay? And, you know, if you spam, you're gone. But otherwise, you can express yourself over there at social.freetalklive.com. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Michael is on the line listening in Maryland to WDOV in Dover, Delaware. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I just want to say that last caller, Dave, is a loser. And he might listen every week, but he obviously doesn't hear what you guys are talking about. And I would also love to give props to Gigi for being so open-minded. I love her to death, and I wish there was more people in the world like that and less people like Dave. And also, they're not called extreme Orthodox. They're actually called Hasidic Jews.
Well, she had a different name for it.
She had a few of them. There was an L word.
It started with an L, yeah.
There was Chabad, which I thought was like an offshoot sort of a thing.
I tried to look it up, and I found an article about a group that was doing anti-vaccine ads on buses that were parodies of the pro-vaccine ads, and they had a completely different name from anything you all were talking about, so I didn't mention it.
I mean, personally, I was surprised that there was so much hubbub about fetuses in general from Judaism. atheism, given that, like, they didn't seem to be as incredibly anti-abortion as, say, the Catholic Church was.
I want to thank Michael for the call, although he sounded a lot like a previous caller.
Was it the same guy?
John from the same area. And I just want to remind people we only do one call per night. So just in case it was the same guy. I want to go to Major Payne in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Major Payne.
Yeah, Crazy Dave just called in. I wonder if he'd make drive an old rusty Fiat.
Dave, in San Francisco.
Yeah, you remember the birthplace of Mussolini, one of the original tyrants?
Mussolini?
Anyway.
Mussolini was Italian. Yeah.
Well, one of the original fascists.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying Mussolini came from San Francisco.
Fascist.
What? All right, maybe.
I tied a long line together there. But anyway, good news on the home front here.
What's that?
Dr. Oz, who we all know and trust, is running for the Senate in Pennsylvania.
I definitely don't trust him.
I don't know him.
By number one, I don't know him. But number two, if he's running for Senate, that's a good reason not to trust him.
Well, I tell you what, both of his parents moved here from Turkey. He appreciates the freedom that they fled from. And,
yeah, a lot of these guys have story.
Now, just hear me out before you start thinking. He supports the Second Amendment, right?
Sure he does.
And he's one of the first people that came on the radio and the TV and whatnot saying, we got to fight this virus with the soldiers that we have, not the soldiers that we, or the army that we have, not the army that we don't, is how he phrased it. And he was talking about quinine and all the stuff that actually was making some impact on this stuff. And the FDA has kept everything, you know, that we need or that does have possibilities, repressed. And they're only pushing their own damn agenda with this take the stab or shut up.
Well, apparently he was appointed to some sort of panel or whatever by Donald Trump, so that's not exactly a ringing
endorsement. Disappointed.
You know, this guy looks like just a standard-issue Republican just at first glance here. I suspect he's no Ron Paul. Thanks for the call tonight, Major Payne. Appreciate
it. I don't know. He might be too attractive for politics. I mean, in general,
I don't know
it's,
what you're into, but hey, man.
Well, no, it's in general considered to be like the ugly Hollywood, basically.
I want to switch gears here. I know, Captain, you're heading up the show tomorrow, so we'll get to your stuff tomorrow on the finding the unvaccinated. But Peakless Mountaineer, you mentioned a story about Bitcoin, and since David in South Carolina, we got a lot of South Carolina calls, but David in San Francisco called in. He really just doesn't understand anything about it, and clearly doesn't want to because he doesn't want to listen to anything that we have to say. Thank goodness there are open-minded people out there who are listening. And give us some more evidence of Bitcoin being hated by the federal government. What's going on?
Well, and I just want to give a little bit of context here before I step into this. So Jerome Powell just had a big...
That's the Federal Reserve Chairman?
Yeah, the Federal Reserve Chairman just had this big sit-down with Congress and with Janet Yellen and announced that this inflation is not transitory. And in fact, he doesn't want to use that term anymore because people keep thinking that means that it's going to end.
Right.
And he's like, no, I didn't ever mean that it was going to end. I just mean that it wasn't going to have a permanent effect. And people think that transitory means short-lived. And this will at least last us until mid-next year. And mind you, all of his predictions on when inflation was going to end have been completely nonsense. Yeah.
I just looked up the definition of transitory. Adjective, not permanent.
Wouldn't you know?
Wonder why people would get the idea that transitory meant not permanent.
But yeah, so...
it could be transitory in that it may be transitioning us to hyperinflation. If you're transitioning from one thing to another thing, you could be transitioning...
No, that's transitioning from one thing into more of that.
Well,
of that.
Unless he meant it's going to be transitory in that it will transition us from inflation to hyperinflation.
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, but that's... hyperinflation is just more inflation. So,
this
I mean,
true.
Like, if I say that this water is transitory, I mean, it's going to evaporate. I don't mean that it will bring a flood.
But isn't hyperinflation just more inflation?
It is.
All right, so what's the news, though, that you wanted to share?
So the news that I wanted to share is the SEC boss acknowledges that Bitcoin is a competitor for the U.S. banking system.
Ooh.
So let's see here. I'll skip a bit here. The SEC chairman.
This is the goon that's been going after various different crypto companies like Library. That guy.
This bastard.
Yeah. Well, and that's and this is one of the things. So I actually watched the entire like 2-hour interview there
with this goon.
No, with the Fed chairman and the Treasury director.
That must have been awful.
I'm fascinated by these things.
Wow.
And boy, does she just have a hate on for stable coins.
Ooh, is this the Yellen woman? Okay.
Yeah, just like the second they get mentioned, she like amps her energy level and her volume about like, no, these things are unregulated and they might lead to concentrations of wealth.
I love it when politicians cry.
It's like, you mean concentrations of wealth and power that aren't in you?
Mm-hmm,
oh,
right.
No. Right. So, so she's going after this. The SEC has been trying to figure out ways to regulate cryptocurrencies.
Yes, thank
you. But, I mean, the fact is that they're really, really hard to regulate.
Sure.
And, I mean, these
especially the more decentralized they are.
Yeah. Exactly. And these things are so new that they can barely tell what they are, let alone figure out ways to hold them down.
Especially because they're government goons, and they, you know, they got a real tough time moving quickly on anything. So that is one of the big benefits to being the cryptocurrency sector is before the government gang can make a move, the cryptocurrency sector is 100 moves ahead. They're like, oh, the government's now trying to figure out what to do about stablecoins. Well, guess what, guys? By the time you put out whatever regulations you're going to put out and crack down on the centralized stablecoins, the decentralized stablecoins, they already exist, and you can't put your finger down on their central. There is no center. There's no corporate structure based in the U.S. that you can just send a goon squad into and break their windows and kick their door in. The data doesn't exist for the decentralized stablecoins.
Yeah, and one of the problems from their perspective with all of this is that even if they somehow manage to figure out how to regulate this one or that one, okay, well, you're just going to force the market to move into a different coin.
They will.
So if you figured out how to buy enough Bitcoin to stop that system, okay, well, we're going to move to Ethereum. Oh, you invested in that one? Well, we're going to move to Monero. That way it's more private. Oh, is that one not working? Okay, we'll move to Bitcoin Cash.
Because cryptocurrency is decentralized and nimble.
Right.
Right. Nimble.
Right.
It has the power to literally consume the existing financial infrastructure.
And the reason why is because they never asked permission in the first place.
Right.
The crypto people just created this stuff.
Well, and here's the thing. The financial world has been hopping quick to get used to every law that comes in. Now, it's moving in the opposite direction. All of that genius, instead of being better at adapting to the laws, is getting better at avoiding having to get good at that.
Yeah, and the law system just can't even catch up, which is a wonderful thing for the future of freedom. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.